Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
This is the day that we have been waiting for a very long time. And now the question is, at what point do we start to find out some information? Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, it all starts to go down. Now you're hearing rumblings as we're all over. This guy's not doing this, he's doing this. I mean, let's be fair now. This is speculation. This is all speculation. We know nothing. We don't know where Kawhi Leonard is going. We don't know where Kevin Durant is going. We don't know where any of these guys are going right now. Sounds like Kyrie may be to Brooklyn, but to be fair, we don't know that. We don't know anything. What we do know is we are very, very close to the start of what could be a frenzy, a bonanza. Big time. Big time. Around the NBA. I mean, you think of the different pieces. You think of the different pieces that are on the table to switch venues tomorrow. I mean, the entire landscape of the NBA, really, the entire landscape of the NBA has a real chance to completely change. Lakers already, you look at LA and you say, that's a team that you're certainly concerned about if you're someone in the Western Conference watching the NBA, right? You've got the best. Still, I don't care. I know you say, well, Giannis is better, or Kawhi is Leonard, or Durant is better. I'll still take LeBron. So you got the best player in the world, in my opinion. You've got Anthony Davis, who is a superstar, and we don't know what else they do. And it sounds like there could be some strong belief that now Kawhi Leonard may wind up going out to L.A., which everyone's going to have an issue with. I don't as much as what Durant did. And they'll tell you why. By the way, 800-919-3776. A lot of NBA. We'll do a little bit of baseball. Obviously, Yankees and Red Sox from overseas. That's a 1 o'clock pitch today. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I don't know about you, and I'm not trying to, you know, poo-poo on what they have over there in Major League Baseball. It does nothing for me. Now, maybe if you're over there in London and you never get to see a baseball game and the Yankees and the Red Sox, two of the biggest powers in all of baseball, maybe that does. But for me, it does very little, if anything. I'll watch. It's Yankees-Red Sox, but I don't care all that much about the venue. Mets just, oh, God. I mean, Mets just stink. Really. They are just an absolute abomination. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But obviously today is the day and free agency talk is on the table. And what did the Knicks do and what did the Knicks not do? And what happens with Brooklyn? I mean, the players are, it's Brooklyn. It's the Knicks. It's the Clippers. It's the Lakers. It's Toronto, right? Those are your teams right now. And Mark Stein of the New York Times reports last night that he thinks Kawhi very well may wind up on the Lakers. And I don't think it's the same as Kevin Durant winding up on Golden State, and I'll tell you why. Kawhi has nothing to prove. Kawhi has won championships with San Antonio. Kawhi has been the alpha dog on Toronto. He has been MVP in multiple NBA finals. This is very different. To me, at least. And I heard Jay Williams say, no, this would be the unbelievably weak move of the entire, entire NBA landscape. I don't see it like that. Kevin Durant joined a team to win a championship and did. And I'm not taking anything away from him. And he's a great player and all that stuff is true. But Kawhi Leonard has established everything. Kawhi Leonard has taken a team on his shoulders to a championship by himself where he's clearly the best player. Kevin Durant, in my mind, joined the best team in the NBA. But let's get to the Knicks and the Nets. 800-919-3776. I feel all these, and I think most Knicks fans probably do, all these emotions right now, all these concerns right now about what, in fact, will happen with the Knicks starting tomorrow into Monday. Is Durant going to give them a meeting? Sounds like that's going to happen. Sounds like there's four teams, which was reported last night, that Durant is going to give a meeting to. Brooklyn, the Knicks, the Clippers, and Golden State. And what happens? We don't know. I mean, honestly, sitting here this morning, I would be lying to you if I told you, yeah, I love the position the Knicks are in. I really think that Kevin Durant to the Knicks was basically a done deal. Basically a done deal. And when he went down in game five, it changed the entire complexion of, forget about that series. Forget about that. It changed the entire complexion of the Knicks' future. Because if you have a healthy Kevin Durant and he wants to go to the Knicks, other big-time free agents want to go to the Knicks. And now we don't know. I mean, if you're Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant says to you, you and I on the Knicks, that's done, next 4 years, let's go, you might go. If you're Jimmy Butler, you might go. If you're whoever it is, you might go. Because all of a sudden there's instant credibility. And now you look at it here, and we don't know. And best case scenario for this team, I guess there's a couple of different ways that you can look at it. And 800-919-3776 to get involved in what'll be a heavy NBA conversation day. If you're the Knicks, I would think you're still all in on Kevin Durant, although I don't like the way they're greasing the skids this week. Well, James Dolan is concerned about the Achilles, and we want to see the medicals. Of course you're going to see the medicals. You know he tore his Achilles. You know he ruptured the thing. You know he had surgery. Now, I don't know what else you're going to be able to tell by looking at the MRI and the X-ray, speaking to the surgeon. He's going to rehab for a year, and odds are he's going to be back to, you know, close to what Kevin Durant once was. And there's a lot of people all of a sudden that have this belief of, no, I don't want him. Well, where do you want to go? What are you looking to do? I mean, do you want Terry Rozier? Is that what, I mean, again, I don't think he's a bad player. Is he the point guard that you want to get R.J. Barrett into position in the half-court offense? What are you looking for? To me, by a mile, Kevin Durant is still the answer. Kevin Durant is still the best player. Now, listen, if Kawhi says, I want to go to the Knicks, yes. At this point, Kawhi trumps everybody, right? At this point, if Kevin Durant says, I'm coming, and Kawhi says, I'm coming, but I don't want to go with him because I don't want to waste a year and I want you to bring somebody else in. Whatever you want, Kawhi. Like, that has now shifted. But realistically, if Kawhi, and I don't think he's going to come to the Knicks, if Kawhi moves elsewhere, L.A., Lakers, Clippers, wherever, stays in Toronto, to me, Kevin Durant has to be your number one priority this offseason, which starts tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow. We're here. We've spent months and months and months. We sat through a 17-win season to get here. Here we are. Here we are. Now what happens? Now we wait. With bated breath, not knowing, concerned, stewing, nervous, anxious. We could talk tomorrow night. We could talk at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And you will have some excellent hosts on the station, by the way. Alan Hahn, 6 to 9, Larry Hardesty, 9 to midnight. I'll be back at 9:55 on Monday morning. You might wake up on Monday and say to yourself, we're back. We got Durant. We're going to get another piece. We got R.J. Barrett. All of a sudden, we're moving in the right direction. Or, and I think more likely, you'll sit there and think to yourself, we struck out again. And we're going to have to slowly, methodically, painstakingly build this thing from the bottom, from the floor, all the way up. But we don't know. This is what we've been waiting for. You're finally at the front door of free agency, and now what happens? I will tell you, if Durant stays in Golden State, signs the max deal there, gets dealt or stays there or whatever, fine. If Kevin Durant goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie Irving, let's be fair, guys. If Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving go to Brooklyn, I am never, ever having a conversation again that the Knicks are ultimately a great destination for free agents. Because you know what the truth would be? Nobody wants to come here. If guys again say thanks but no thanks, I'll go there for whatever reason. They're more functional. They're better. I trust their GM, their owner, whoever it happens to be. That's it. Don't tell me about how the Knicks are a destination for the elite free agent. Because the truth is, that's not the truth if that happens. So we don't know. But we know we're nervous, and we know it starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 800-919-3776. A lot of NBA. We count down. Some baseball. End of June. NFL right around the corner. Stump Rothenberg, 10:30. RJ Bell at 11. Your typical Saturday. Me and you, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
All right, let's get to some of these NBA calls. Let's go to Donnie in Toms River. Donnie, you're on 98.7.
Hello, first-time caller. Thank you for taking me on today. I think that sometimes with the Knicks, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, but I think that we forget the process. And I know that we've been waiting for many years. But there was a point when Stephen Curry was going to be traded because he was injury-prone. So you just got to wait out the process. We got nice young talent. We got nice guys that I think that are going to be helpful for us on the next level. Absolutely.
Listen, I don't want to rain on your parade, but who's all this nice young talent that the Knicks have right now? Do you think this is more the way it's currently constituted this is more than a 17-win team again?
No. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is it's a process. Nobody knew Steph Curry was going to be Steph Curry. Nobody knew that at all. So nobody could tell me that because he was going to be traded because he couldn't keep his ankles right.
Okay, but what is that, Donnie? And that's true. And Steph Curry is brilliant now and has really changed the entirety of the NBA. But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with the Knicks now?
It has to do with giving it a chance.
Here's my point. Okay, you're right. If you don't get any free agents, then you just continue and slowly build. You're right. But we were told this is going to be different. We were told this is going to be all in on free agency, landing huge free agents. I know Durant is hurt, but you know what? He still can come to the Knicks. Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, all these guys. And if you don't wind up with anything, and I have to watch Frank Ntilikina for a season learning at point guard and another 17, 18-win year, I'm going to be really frustrated.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you on that aspect. I'm not even talking about Frank. What I'm saying now is we had the same exact situation before Melo came to us. Up-and-coming guys, nice and young. We get rid of the whole team. The only thing we did was win one playoff series. Then J.R. Smith goes and fouls a guy and whatever. This could have been this could have been that. Listen, don't do it again. It's the same situation. I don't want Amari Stoudemire again. I don't want Antonio.
Donnie, you're right. Nobody does, and thank you for the phone call. Nobody does. Nobody wants, go out there, throw good money at a guy that's going to be a decent player and get locked in for years. Nobody is looking for that. But let's be fair. This is very disappointing if you come out of here with nothing. If you come out of here and it's, DeMarcus Cousins on a 2-year, $50 million deal. And Terry Rozier. I'm going to be really frustrated. Because we've been told forever that it was going to be different this time. And I know that the Kevin Durant injury throws a wrench into your plans. But there had to be another plan in place. And you can still get Kevin Durant. I mean, if Kevin Durant coming here was a done deal. Now, I know he's going to miss next season. But you can still land Kevin Durant. And do I feel differently if we're sitting here on Monday morning and it's Durant and you wait a year? Oh, yeah. That'll be I won't complain at all next season. I'll just sit there patiently and watch R.J. Barrett, hope he gets better, and watch Dennis Smith and watch Mitchell Robinson, knowing that next year I'm going to have a big-time player. Guys, they traded, and I understand that you have concerns about Porzingis. Everybody does. Injuries, mental makeup, but he was a good player. You traded him to get cap space for what? For Boogie Cousins coming off an Achilles? For what? James in Spring Valley. James, you're on 98.7.
Dave. We're gonna get Kevin Durant.
Okay.
I feel strongly about this. You know, like here's my reasons why, and I'm not even trying to make a pitch. I'm just my thing is if you're gonna leave Golden State, because like, you know, maybe he could stay. But you're not going to leave Golden State to go to the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not going to disrespect Brooklyn. They had a great season. The Clippers had a great season, too. But if you're going to leave Golden State, you're leaving for legacy. You're leaving to make your mark on history. And if the Knicks can get Kevin Durant, which I think that they will, it changes everything. He instantly becomes the greatest player you ever had. He wins a title here. He becomes deified as a god.
James, I'm not arguing any of this. My point is I want him. That's my point. I want to land Kevin Durant. I want him on the Knicks. I want to have a rehab season where I can actually be excited about what the following year brings instead of another year of, oh, the Knicks had all this money, could get two max guys, and they got Bupkis. I don't want Bupkis.
We're going to get him, Dave. Just relax. We're going to get him.
It's fine.
We're going to get him. You know, just to don't have a heart attack. We gonna get him, man. I'm going to walk you through this, man. You're one of my favorite guys.
James, I appreciate it. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. What happens if you don't? What happens if Kevin Durant goes to the Brooklyn Nets? Can I be upset then?
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, if he goes to the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, if he goes back to the Warriors, you can't get too mad. If he goes to the Warriors and the Knicks trade him for that trade exception, you can't be too mad either. Either way, I think we're going to get him. SNY had a report saying that like the Nets are not the front runners. We don't know what's going to happen. I still think when it's all said and done, I still think Kevin Durant's going to come to the Knicks. Thanks, Dave.
And that would be great. If that happens, that's the ideal. But if it doesn't happen, and again, if he goes to Golden State, if he stays there, I can tolerate it. If he goes to Brooklyn, guys, as a Knicks fan, that is an unbelievable slap to the face. If the player you've been pining for goes 4 miles from where you play your games, because he clearly wants to be in New York then, and says thanks, but no thanks. Drew in Jersey. Drew, you're on 98.7.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. I just don't understand how everyone thinks, you know, Durant to the Knicks was basically a done deal, then the injury changes anything. Because if you look at Kyrie's whole thing was, you know, leaving Cleveland, he wanted to be the man. You know, he wanted his own team. Then he went to the Celtics, and then he got hurt, and they basically almost made it to the finals. So now the injury kind of takes the pressure off everyone. Let's RJ Barrett, Kyrie, they all mesh, you know. Just because Durant and Kyrie are coming this year doesn't mean we're winning a championship. So Durant sits out the year, the team meshes, they get some momentum, he gets some of the credit, and then, you know, the next year, then everything goes.
Look, my point is this. You have to, and the more I think about it, and thanks for the call, Drew, I mean, we were basically, as Knicks fans, sold that you're going to get Kevin Durant, that you're going to wind up with Kevin Durant. If he now goes to Brooklyn or anywhere outside of Golden State, I think if you're a Knicks fan, and again, you react the way you want, and you want to be excited about the future or whatever, have at it. For me, as a Knicks fan, I will be demoralized. I mean, the owner of the team sat in these studios and said, free agency, we're going to do really well in free agency. We are going to bring in big pieces, almost to the point that you're like, oh, don't say that. You're going to get fined for tampering, right? And now you hear names like, oh, you know, Terry Rozier could wind up on the Knicks. And again, not that he's a bad player, not that if you don't land the big, big guns, then I'm opposed to bringing in the short-term contract, the decent player, just to at least get a little bit better this year. But that's not what we were told. Stephen A. Smith sitting here telling us 95% that this is going to happen. Doesn't feel like it now, does it? Sounds like Kawhi, and we never thought Kawhi, but Durant and Kyrie, that was the duo. That was the duo over and over and over and over. That's what you're going to wind up with, over and over. Durant, Kyrie. Now, I understand that the Achilles injury changes things. But if Durant wanted to come here, he still can. There's still time. The thing that's so frustrating to me, and I don't know if you feel like this, is we were three weeks away from just the plan perfectly executing. You walk right into it. You get Durant. Hopefully you get Kyrie. You get RJ Barrett. You have some decent pieces from last year. You have Smith, right? You have Mitchell Robinson. And all of a sudden, it starts to change. And I would be lying to you if I told you I wouldn't be massively disappointed if it doesn't go down that avenue now. If I have to sit through a 21-win season, and I understand, oh, well, let's see what R.J. Barrett, but that's not what I thought was going to happen. I actually believe this time. And I'm not saying it won't happen. But if it doesn't, ugh. Let's go to Nero in Cleveland. Nero, you're on 98.7.
What's up, man? I'm so excited to be on your show.
What's up,
what
pal?
I want to talk about is Kevin Durant. I think he's definitely going to come to the Knicks, because if he goes to the Nets, the media in New York is just going to kill him, and he doesn't want that kind of media attention, and he definitely won't be able to handle that. So I definitely think he's going to go to the Knicks if he's leaving the Golden State Warriors.
I'm confused. You think he doesn't want the media attention, but he does come to the Knicks?
He doesn't want that negative media attention that he would get if he goes to the Nets.
You know, why would he get negative media attention if he goes to Brooklyn?
Because he dissed the Knicks, and he didn't.
Everybody disses the Knicks. Nero, you make it sound like this is a once in a lifetime thing. This is what everybody does. This is common, right?
And how about the Mets game yesterday with all the Wilpon sucks?
No, they're great. That? I mean, the Mets are they're a wonderful organization. And thanks for the call, Nero. I mean, you talk about rubbing salt into the wounds, Nero. That was you. I mean, the Mets are. We talk about the Knicks and what's going to happen with them, and how concerned you are with what's going on with the Knicks right now. How about the Mets? Oh, you know what? The Mets are a. You know what they are? They're a punchline. They are a joke, is what the Mets are right now. The fact that this foolish general manager came out with some of these just nonsensical things flew it to the top. You know, just let's be honest. He is a used car salesman, is what he is. And Jeff Wilpon thought it was, Brody seems like a really cool guy. He's a good looking guy. He's got a great look to him. And he sold the Mets ownership on what I can do to change the franchise. Well, he's changed it all right. I mean, let's be fair. Baltimore, Toronto, Miami, no. The Mets. The Mets are the laughing stock of baseball right now. I mean, they put together this team, because it's not like Miami. You say Miami, boy, they're a good offseason away from really competing. No. Baltimore, they're a good offseason away from really competing. Nope. They're not. They're just terrible teams that have almost non-existent talent. The Mets actually have talent. The Mets actually have three or four starters. And let's be fair, Vargas has been very good recently as well. They actually have pieces that you look at and you say, good player, good player, good. Alonso has 28 home runs. Jeff McNeil's hitting 340. But what this GM did this offseason is comical. I said to Canty yesterday, I said, you might as well have hired me. I mean, really, what's the difference between me and Brody Van Wagenen? I love baseball. He loves baseball. I talk about it a lot. He talked about it a lot. He has no experience. I have no experience. He thinks he can do it. I think I can do it. Like, what? Did he make one move this offseason? One. Did you look at and say, all right, that was a good move? One. Or every move that he made, do you look at and say, disaster, 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 disaster? I don't blame you if you're a Mets fan and you're chanting negative things at the game. What else is there at this point? NBA free agency, Mets, Yankees, Sox over in London, 800-919-3776. Busy Saturday, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
So we find out last night that Kevin Durant will take meetings with four teams, both of the New York teams, Golden State, and LA. Clippers, that is. And that's what we will get from one Kevin Durant. Now, if he wanted to come here, and that was his mindset, and that was his goal, and that's ultimately what he wanted, unless, and maybe he has, You know, maybe he looks at it and says, I don't know what I'm going to be when I get back from this. Now, I don't know if that's the typical athlete mindset. But maybe he says, you know, maybe my plans have changed because I don't know that I can carry a team when I come back and when I'm, you know, quote unquote, healthy. We don't know. We don't know what is going through his head right now. But we know that his agent absolutely adores the Knicks. And we know what the plan leading up to free agency was, that he would wind up on the Knicks. So what's changed? The injury. Has that put the monkey wrench into his future plans? We'll find out. Again, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. I'm going to be on Twitter like you can't even imagine tomorrow. 6 o'clock. I'm going to be locked in. Alan Hahn from 6 to 9. Larry Hardesty from 9 to 12. I mean, they're going to be all over everything with free agency. You got Gordon at 5 in the morning on Monday. You got Golic and Wingo from 6 to 9:55, and then we take over. And could you imagine being on the air? Oh, what I would give to be on the air and find out Kevin Durant is signing 4 years, 164 with the New York Knicks. Maybe he signs a max with Golden State, and then they deal him over to the Knicks. Maybe. What I don't understand is the thought process of the people that say, I just don't want Durant. What do you want? I'd love to hear from those people. What do you want? You want Chris Middleton? You want to give him a max deal? Like, what do you want? Nikola Vucevic? What is it? If not Durant, okay, fine. You don't want Durant. You're concerned about the injury. You're concerned about his rehab. You don't know if he'll be the same player. Okay, you know what? For argument's sake, fine. What is it that you're looking for? Just be mired in this forever? Slowly build with RJ Barrett? You don't understand how long something like that takes. We're talking about years. Years. This team is barren of talent. They won 17 games last year. 17. Darnie in the Bronx. Darnie, you're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. Long time listener, first time caller.
I appreciate it. What took you so long, Darnie?
It's Darnay, but it's okay. People mess up my name all the time. It's cool.
Listen, well, let's be fair. I'm looking at it on my screen. It says Darney. So I see Darnay. Darnay, I apologize.
That's okay, Dave. It's all right. So this is what I want. You asked the question about if you didn't want Kevin Durant. I would take a Julius Randle, a Jimmy Butler, and just be competitive as opposed to the pipe dreams we continuously have as Knicks fans. We want KD. We'd rather have him sit for a year and be mediocre next year and hope he comes back and be who he was, and then build around that for championship aspirations.
So Jimmy Butler,
a little more realistic.
Jimmy Butler, who apparently is incapable of being a decent teammate to the young player, is what you want to bring in for this immensely young basketball team.
Yes, you know why?
Yes,
because
yes.
The issue was if he wanted that team to work harder in Minnesota. And they still look like they respect him even after he left. But he's just a really hard worker. He wanted that from the best talent on the teams with Wiggins and Towns. And they weren't doing that. Because that team should have been way better than it was, especially under Thibodeau. So they underachieved. And when he got there, he probably could see why. Also, real quick, we know that the Knicks won 17 games. But if you watched last year, you've seen that we was way more competitive.
Oh, stop it. Come on. They were dreadful. They were an abomination last year.
We were purposely tanking. So in the fourth quarter,
come on. If they were all in, what do you think they could have won last year? 19 games?
No.
22 games?
No. Way more than that.
Well, what do you think? What do you think that was within their grasp last year?
Easily 30-35.
Oh, come on. Darnay, I got to go. I can't.
No campus,
I can't
no
do campus. It. I'm not doing it. I should have kept calling you Darnie. I mean, come on. 35 games? With what? They stunk. They're bad. Do you not realize how bad this team was last year? They could have won 35 games. Ridiculous. I don't understand what you're looking for. You want Julius Randle and Jimmy Butler? You want to give Jimmy Butler a max deal? That's what you want? The guy that apparently was a terror on Andrew Wiggins? You want to bring him in here to do that to this team? To Dennis Smith and to Frank Ntilikina into Alonzo Trier into Mitchell Robinson into R.J. Barrett. Yeah, come poison what we have here. Who would want that? Clint in West Milford is next up on 98.7. Clint?
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
I'm getting frustrated, Clint.
Yeah, me too. First, I want to talk about I was watching Winning Time last night, you know, the Reggie Miller stuff with the Knicks back in the day. obviously, that was heartbreaking to watch and obviously brought up a lot of bad memories and stuff like that. But, you know, seeing the Garden like that, that is, you know, it's almost like I forgot how crazy and frenzied that crowd would get.
So desperate. This fan base, Clint, is so hungry for anything that resembles a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and I understand, you know, people wanting all these other different guys and stuff because they just want to make the playoffs because they want to see, you know, all this, you know, the crowd frenzied. But, you know, we need, if you don't get Kevin Durant, there's no point. Then you just have to go, you have to realize that you're not getting free agents. That's not the way you're going to build a team.
Ever. I mean, until proven otherwise, here's the thing, Clint. I don't know if you feel like this as well. If you strike out again in free agency, I am not having the free agent conversation until proven otherwise. Like, if four years down the road, Giannis says, I'm coming here, I'm not spending an entire offseason saying, oh, God, Giannis, is it possible if we throw this at him and throw that at him? No. It's when it happens, I'll believe it, and I'm not discussing it until that point.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree with you. I just want to say, love listening to you. I love your show during the week. 10 o'clock comes or 9:55, and I'm happy as heck. So, keep doing it, and hopefully, Kevin Durant's a Nick by the end of the weekend.
That would be great. Thanks for the kind words, and yes, and we're excited about it, right? I mean, we could possibly land a game changing player. And I'm sorry, you cannot convince me that Kevin Durant, when he returns from the Achilles. Not this coming year, but the year after, will not be a very productive player. He will be. That's not going to just go away. If Kevin Durant is 80% of what he was, which I think is fair, right? Doesn't come back all the way. Comes back to 80% of what he was. You don't think he's a top 15 player in the NBA? So I can get a top 15 player in the NBA who can score almost at will, who is a matchup nightmare. I don't want that. What, again, I asked you before, what do you want? If you're on that side of the fence, if you're on the, you know what, we really need to go in a different direction and not go after Kevin Durant. And I'm concerned about what is it, in fact, that you're looking for? Because honestly, I don't know. The guy says Jimmy Butler, Julius Randle. Now, if I can get Jimmy Butler, I don't want. If I can get Julius Randle on a 2-year, lot of money deal, okay. If I strike out everywhere else. If I get Terry Rozier, Julius Randle, again, I'd like to have a real point guard. And I think Rozier is more of an in-your-face defensive point guard who's not going to really set guys up. But, yeah, does he make you better? Sure. But I can't get into it 4 years, $150 million with just free agents. No, that is reserved for the elite of the elite. And we can't go down that road again. 800-919-3776. This is very anxiety producing. I got to be honest. I mean, we have been discussing this for months and months and months. And it's finally right in front of us. You can feel it. You can touch it. You can grasp it. And what happens? Therein lies the anxiety. 800-919-3776. Saturday morning, the day before NBA free agency on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Today is an NBA free agency day. And Kawhi, Mark Stein is reporting that the Lakers are very, very much involved. Could you imagine Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis? You understand what happens now. Every free agent who's going to sign for the league minimum will be desperate to wind up there. If you can just stand outside and hit a 22-footer, you'll be on the Lakers and you'll win a championship. That team is, I mean, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, if that happens, what you have now is you go from Golden State being this epic, elite, unbeatable team to just transferring that exact same feeling down to the Lakers. And what Mark Stein was also reporting is that the Clippers need to get Durant, and if they get Durant, have Durant convince Kawhi to go to the Clippers, and then they'll do their thing, not this year, obviously, but next year. But again, it's all up in the air. Kevin Durant, if you haven't heard, has told four teams, I will meet with you. Knicks, Nets, Clippers, Warriors. Clippers can offer him Warriors can go 5 for $221. Everyone else, 4 for $164 is the max. And that's where we are. And to say that you're not nervous, anxious, if you're a Knicks fan, would just be untrue. Cause you have to be. Cause we're here again, and you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach that, is this going to happen yet again? My guy, Marv, in the Bronx, 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Marvin.
How you doing, DR? I missed you last week. Here's the thing. I'm going to make a statement. If the Knicks do not get one of these prime free agents, Dolan ought to sell the team because he's the cancer. He's the disease in the vein, all right? Guys look at this dysfunctional organization.
But Marv. It's not going to happen. He's not selling the team. So why? Why are we having this conversation? He's owned the team. It's worth $1 trillion. He's going to continue to own the team. It's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. This is what it is.
We're having this conversation because I've been a Knicks fan since they started building the building, all right? And for me, to think about those two championships was so in the rearview mirror and think about what happened in 94. And Knicks fans are Knicks fans for life. I can't walk away from this team because I keep hoping, all right? But here's the thing, all right? He better get somebody, all right? Because one day Knicks fans are going to get tired, and we're not going to be so loyal to this organization, all right? Because to be called a laughingstock of the NBA, and we're one of the two franchises that have never moved in the history of the NBA, the Celtics are the other one, and to be one of the flagships, franchise of the NBA, because it used to be said, and these young people don't remember this, as the Knicks went, so did the NBA.
It's not like that anymore. You can have a star. Look, Oklahoma City, Marv, and you know I love you and I appreciate the phone call. Oklahoma City was a destination. Was a place that everyone wanted to watch and everyone was interested in them when they had Westbrook and Durant. If I would have told you 10 years ago that Golden State would dominate and be the one team you couldn't get enough of, Cleveland was that team. It's not about the city anymore, guys. Anybody can be a Golden State if you get the right talent. Any city can be turned into New York if it's that exciting, explosive brand of basketball with the elite player. That's what this is now. You can watch any game you want. Any game you want. Oklahoma City was that team. Portland can be that team, used to be that team. It doesn't have to be the Lakers. It doesn't have to be the Knicks. Golden State was the laughingstock of the NBA forever until they got here. Noel in Jersey. Noel, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
What's up, Noel?
Not much. Hey, listen, let's put our GM hat on real quick. Okay, let's talk contingency plan, and let's talk, you know, KD. Of course you take KD, because look at his body type, right? He doesn't carry a lot of weight. He's going to come back from that injury, I think, about 90%. And his game isn't like an explosive game. He doesn't come down the lane and just dunk on people. He's a 7-foot wingspan. He doesn't have to get off the floor to dunk the ball. Okay, so I think his rehab is going to be great. So if you get a chance to get him, and his agent loves New York, you have to take him. Now, contingency plan. All right, hey, Jimmy Butler, Randall, the best indicator of the future is the past, okay? And let me tell you something. When Zion Williams went down last year, and I watched Duke play North Carolina, he did nothing. Okay?
Who did nothing?
He did no- RJ Barrett.
Yeah, but come on, that's unfair. That's the beginning of the game. Your star player goes down, and it changes the entire complexion of the game. How about when they played them the second time? He was a much better player, and that game was in North Carolina.
Was Zion playing?
No, not the second time.
No, the second time they played and they lost, when Zion wasn't playing,
right?
I believe he did nothing.
And, no, he did not do nothing. He did not do nothing in that game. He was actually very good in that game.
I say this to say this, Dave. We need a leader who's going to teach the young guys to have a killer instinct. Jimmy Butler, one thing about Jimmy Butler, he has that killer instinct. And you sign him for a 2-year deal. You don't give him a 4, okay? And we make a decision after year when Durant.
You say you want a leader. They could not wait to get rid of him at these teams that had young players that he could have potentially led and been a role model for.
I disagree.
No, you disagree. Look at what do you remember what happened in Minnesota with him?
That's what I'm referring to, Dave.
It was terrible. You
know, he's a winner. He wants to win.
What does he want? What does Jimmy Butler want? No.
He wants to win.
He wants to win. Everybody wants to win. What has he won?
It's by osmosis. These guys are going to learn by osmosis and learn from the person right next to him.
Noel, you and I are on the same page. I'm all for bringing in a guy who can help develop the young players and turn them into winners and let them see how it's done. That guy is not Jimmy Butler. And if you think it is, then you are vastly mistaken. That guy is not Jimmy Butler. This is my concern. This was always my concern. That you'd strike out on the elite players, Kawhi, even if Kyrie, package him with a Durant, you don't get any of those, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler down the pike, oh, he's a good player, he'll give you 20 and 10 every game, and no. I've said it for months, I don't want Jimmy Butler and Chris Middleton coming to this team. That is not my definition of a successful offseason. No. Wyatt, Brooklyn, you're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
What's up,
Dave,
Wyatt?
I'm not really anxious or nervous about this weekend's free agent signings. My question to you is, last year when the Knicks were playing, I don't think that Fizdale is the coach for this young core. Now, the reason why I say that is I understand that we're going to have a losing season last year. But the one thing I did not see from a coach Fizdale team is improved defense. The defense was horrible for such a young team, and I need to see that improvement to give me hope about this coach. So my
I think they were a disaster last year. And I think it's also very difficult to play good defense when your team is just so bad.
But with hustling young players, Dave, I don't know. I didn't see the effort that I need to see.
No, I don't think that's fair, Wyatt. I think there were plenty of games that the Knicks gave you that effort and hustled and competed and the crowd was into it. I can think of a lot of games like that. I mean, overall, it's deflating.
Playing defense?
I'm not saying consistently, but yeah, I think it was I mean, Mitchell Robinson was a terrific defensive player last year.
No question. But I'm just saying that, do you feel that Fizdale's a coach for this team? Regardless of who we sign or who we don't sign, do you see him being a coach for the future?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, on both accounts. A, I think he absolutely will be, and B, I think he should be. And thank you for the phone call. 800-919-3776. Come back. We'll get some more of your calls. We'll stay with the NBA. Again, I don't really even want to get into the Mets today. We know what they are. They're a train wreck. They're a disaster. From the top down. I said yesterday, if you told me today that I woke up and Mickey Callaway, Brody Van Wagenen, everybody was gone, I would have been fine with it. Fine with it. Firing Dave Island and Chuck Hernandez. Because that was the issue. How's it gone since then? It's all fixed. Nice and tidy. All right. Stump Rothenberg coming your way 10:30. RJ Bell, 11 o'clock. Busy Saturday. 800-919-3776 on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
We move on. Let's go to Reggie in Queens. Reggie, you're next up on 98.7.
Dave, good morning, sir. First time, listen to you all the time. It's my first time calling in. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate the call and the listening.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. You know, we should get Durant, but the way I look at it is this.
you know, can we do it the other way now? I mean, we keep doing it the other way. We keep getting
Reggie, when have we done it the way where you actually go out and land guys you desperately want in free agency? When have we done it that way?
We did it with Carmelo. Wait, they wasn't free agents, but we went hard for Melo. We gave the money to Stoudemire. We did the deal for...
But Stoudemire is the exact opposite of what I'm talking about. When was the last time the Knicks went out and spent good money on good value and got legitimate stars in free agency? The answer is probably never.
The last time we did it is when they did Allen Houston.
And Chris Childs.
They did the deal and traded for Larry Johnson. We traded Mason. And that was really it, you know, to try to get you into town at that point. But I get what you're saying, but do I really want to go out here and go give this guy $160-some-odd million? We give him a 4-year deal. You just said he'll be a top 15 player in the league. Why we can't have him be a top 5 player in the league? Why we got to go after the top 15 dude?
Well, I'm not saying he can't be a top. Hang on, Reggie. I'm not saying he can't be a top 5 player in the league. I'm saying even if he's 80% of what he was, he's still top 15. I think there's a chance he's still top 5 when he comes back and he's healthy.
So, wait, so do you believe, so let's just say, for argument's sake, we get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, right?
Okay.
So both have Kyrie has a history of being injured. Is an 80% Kevin Durant enough to deal with Milwaukee at 100% Giannis? Are we beating that team?
I don't know.
Are we in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know.
With Kyrie and a broke up Kevin Durant?
You make it sound like Kevin Durant is some slop coming off the scrap heap. I still think Kevin Durant comes back as a pretty good player. If you're of the mindset that Kevin Durant is a hobbled 33-year-old guy that can't get up and down the court, then yeah, then you'll be right. Then you won't compete. If I'm going to get close to what Kevin Durant was, playoff Kyrie Irving, and some of these other guys actually become legitimate players, do I think you can compete? Yeah, I think you can compete.
I'm not saying we couldn't, but it would all hinge on what you're getting out of Kevin Durant. Do we think, I mean, there's only two people that I can remember.
Your alternative is what? Give me plan B.
Listen, I agree with you. I'm not saying that I wake up on Monday morning and see that the Knicks signed Jimmy Butler to a 4-year deal. I'm going to be very annoyed. If you're not going to get the creme de la creme, then you just have to keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be terrible the following year. You go back in the draft. Why can't we be the Seattle Supersonics when they went and got... They drafted Durant. They got Westbrook. They did James Harden. Why can't we be Golden State? They took Steph and Clay and Dre out of the draft.
Then you have to hit home runs consistently. Then you have to hit home runs consistently in the draft.
You're right, and that has a lot.
That's going to take years. Now this rebuilding process, which was days away from potentially clicking, is now years away from leading you anywhere. And that's if you do well in the draft.
That's true, and I agree with you. But so that's your scouting department. That's you scouting these players, putting the right pieces together to make sure, like, if we miss out on these free agents, like you said, we got to hit our home runs in our draft, and then now we have our core. And then somebody like a Kevin Durant or a top flight free agent can say, that's a very good situation in New York. If you add me to that team, I can get them over the hump. But if I'm a free agent now, Dave, you want me to come to a squad that won 17 games?
Well, that's why Kevin Durant was so attractive, because he was the one guy that did, it sounded like, want to do that. That he wanted to come here and take the Knicks from...
He's not doing it alone. Somebody got to come with him. I mean...
Reggie, I heard for months that it was Kevin... I mean, I was told 95% Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, that's done. There you go. Right? Or no?
And that's true. No, you know, the rumors is out. This is who he was coming. But for me, Dave, it all changed when Durant played when he shouldn't have played and he got hurt.
Yeah, when he tore his Achilles, the entire thing changed.
The whole thing, I'm going to be honest with you. The same feeling I felt when I was looking at the draft and it said with the number 3 pick, the Knicks would be selecting. I was like, oh, my God, we just can't get the number 1.
You know what? Come on. If you're talking about odds, the odds of getting the number 1 pick were, 15%? The odds of, I was told, of getting 2 elite free agents was 95%.
That's true, but I'm just...
How disappointed can you be to get RJ Barrett? If you're ridiculous. And I don't mean you. I mean, if you're a Knicks fan and you're just horrified that you got RJ Barrett, then shame on you.
No. I'm not horrified that we got him. I'm happy. What I'm saying is the feeling, because, you know, you really hoping you get, you know, you got lucky.
Of course you were.
You watched the Cavs get lucky 2 years in a row. I mean, so I'm thinking, you know, we get the, all right. So the feeling I had is when we didn't get the number 1 pick, but that's fine. Was kind of like the same feeling I had with the rumors that he's coming And then he clutches his leg. I knew then it was over. I'm like,
of course,
that's an Achilles injury. He's
finished. Of course it was.
You know, and you only hope that he can do a Bernard King or a Dominique Wilkins, and he comes back. I think when Bernard King came back, he averaged, what, 28 points a game? I think Dominique was like 28. So you can only hope that that's who you're going to get. But that's slim to none. That's a small percentage of players that had that kind of injury, and they came back and was almost what they were, because they're never going to be the same.
I agree with you that he'll never be the same. I don't agree that he can't be a really good player still. A really good player. And I think a dominant player. And I would agree with you if his game was Derrick Rose's. If it was just substitute Russell Westbrook in for Kevin Durant, I might say, you know what, I don't want that. I don't want to sign on for a guy that's just, you know, all about athleticism. But that's not what it is. It's just the opposite. I mean, he's not that guy. He's not going to back you down and take you off the dribble and jump through three guys and slam it in your face. No. He's going to pull up and hit a jumper. He's going to create off the dribble and take you to school, and I think that will still be there. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. He's a seven-footer who can put the ball on the floor. That doesn't exist. Mel in Queens. Mel, you're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, Dave?
What's up, Mel?
Hey, Dave. All right, people keep saying that the Durant injury changed everything. I think what it was, the first thing is this. The reason why Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant was probably going to choose Brooklyn over the New York Knicks, it has nothing. Of course, the Knicks are the big brother, and the Nets will always be the big little brother. But what Jay-Z is trying to do is change the narrative. People don't understand that both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are with Roc Nation. We know Jay-Z is one of the biggest, you know, he's a billionaire now. He's one of the biggest moguls out there. We know how Jay-Z feels about Brooklyn. So you can imagine your mind, Jay-Z's putting it in your head. Hey, we're about to take over the city. All we need is you, Kyrie, and what they can keep doing is they can get those guys in the system. They can keep getting all these young guys to sign up on Roc Nation. They can try to keep that Brooklyn move going. And only how the Knicks can combat that a little bit is that we got you Knicks fans got to stop crying about if you don't get a big free agent. Right now, you guys have Dennis Smith. You have Knox, you have Barrett, you have Robinson. There are over 200 free agents that's going to be available tomorrow. So you mean to tell me that the Knicks can't put some players around? Even if you give, forget about two max guys. If you sign one max guy, say you only sign Jimmy Butler.
I don't want Jimmy Butler, Mel. Right, I mean, that's the point. I don't want a max second tier guy, and that's what Jimmy Butler is. I don't want Julius Randle at a max deal.
I'm not interested in that. But here's what you do want. You want the Knicks to be competitive in the playoffs. So you're going to need at least one guy that's a veteran player that's going to help you when the Knicks can say, you know what? You know the Knicks are going to be in the playoffs for the next 3 to 4 years. Because think about this.
And you think they're one Jimmy Butler? You think if you put Jimmy Butler on this team, this club is going to the playoffs?
Let me tell you why I feel that way. Look at the landscape of the East this past season. Indiana. You look at Orlando. You look at the Nets. They didn't have any big-time free agents. They ain't making a playoff. You better tell me right now if Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks got all their top players outside of Greek Freak that are free agents. You better tell me they lose three of those guys. The landscape of the East is going to be so open.
I don't care if the grass is trimmed down to the nub. If you put Jimmy Butler on the Knicks, they're not going to the playoffs, Mel.
Look what he did with the 76ers. They were the only team.
The 76ers have elite player. Oh, my God, Mel. Stop it. Goodbye, Mel. Look what he did. What did he do with the 76ers? They have Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. They added Tobias Harris. Look what he did with the 76ers. You know, people are unbelievable. 800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg is back next, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.